Vance worked with AOL founder Steve Case to line up big-name investors for what they call the rise of the rest. So who are the rest? Well, Vance says it's anyone outside the Silicon Valley, Boston, and New York tech centers, the places that take up about three-quarters of venture capital investment.
And so to us, the rest is pretty much everybody that's struggling over that really small pot of money. If only three states are getting most of the venture capital, that means only three states are getting most of the net job growth.
The tour's real purpose is to raise visibility for entrepreneurs in places that the economic recovery has largely left behind.
And we don't think that Rise of the Rest is going to solve the economic development problem for the entire region. We just think, and we have a lot of confidence, that it will help.
Since Vance's memoir about his dysfunctional family hit the bestseller list, he's become a go-to explainer for all things Appalachian. But Vance is also attracting critics who say he blames the poor for their own predicament. When Vance spoke at a recent Appalachian Studies conference, some audience members turned their backs in protest. Vance is taking the criticism in stride.
I definitely think people are justifiably a little bit weary of having one guy serve as a representative of the region.
Others have concerns about whether the venture capital Vance now promotes is the right fit for the region.
This is a place where investors have shown up time and time again, and they left behind a mess.
That's Dee Davis, founder of the Center for Rural Strategies in Whitesburg, Kentucky. Davis compares venture capitalists, with the high rate of return they often seek, to the extractive industries that damaged so much of his region.
We'd love to have some thoughtful investment, some patient investment, some people who can understand what's really valuable here.
One early investment by Vance's Rise of the Rest Fund could speak to some of those concerns. The company App Harvest aims to build large hydroponic greenhouses on abandoned mine land in eastern Kentucky. App Harvest founder Jonathan Webb spoke to partner station WMMT.
Now is the time to reimagine, reinvest, and rebuild here. What are we going to do now?
App Harvest has lofty goals to put damaged lands to new use, but it has hit a snag. The uneven settlement of the disturbed mine site could make some of it unsuitable for construction. Another example of how hard it could be for new investment to gain a solid footing in Appalachia's hills. For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Jeff Young.